I have her sitting next to me as the official wrestling aficionado.
Nice.
I'd like to know about the man. That's what I like to know.
There we go.
You know, you're interesting to me. Walking out there with the trombone for some reason. Yeah. I mean, the first time I saw that, I'm like, are they going to play it? What's up?
You know?
No.
Yeah.
So anytime you play it?
Xavier plays
Xavier.
It. Yeah, yeah. He's actually an accomplished trombonist.
Is he really?
Tromboner? Trombonist? I don't
That's
know.
Good trombonist.
Yeah. Yeah.
He hits the bone out of the face. So, hey, Kofi, man, it's going to be wild. Your rise in the WWE has not been overnight. You've been doing this a minute.
Yeah, man, it's been 11 long, hard years, you know, fighting to get to the main event scene, trying to fight for the WWE Championship title, and it's finally on the verge of happening, you know what I'm saying? So it's been awesome. Like, the support from the fans has been amazing, too. It's one of these things where, like, I didn't realize until about a couple months ago that they've been on this whole ride, too, you know? So the support has just been awesome. Everyone's behind me and wanting me to beat Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, so it's really cool.
All but one person.
All but one. Well, maybe two. Rowan, I don't know. Rowan and Daniel. And Vince, I guess.
Vince.
So, nah, I guess three. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he out for a long time?
Yeah, he actually he had I think some neck issues, mm-hmm. for a while, and he ended up battling back, and it's actually an amazing story. It's funny because a couple years ago it was like Daniel Bryan was in the position that I'm in, where he was the one getting all this flack from the authority, and they were making it really hard for him to go to WrestleMania, and now here I am, and you know, he's calling me all the names that they were calling him. You know what I'm saying? So
wow.
it's a really cool story that we have going here. A lot of twists and turns and all that. So it's really cool.
Tell him be careful, man. He might have a neck brace on Monday.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
But is this weekend?
This weekend's Mania, yeah.
Yes, that's Sunday. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Get down. And that's the ultimate. That's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's our Super Bowl. It's actually, I would say it's bigger than the Super Bowl because our fan interaction, like, it's more than just a day. Tonight, I'm headed to Brooklyn, and I'll be there all week. We have, like, so many different, like, you know, opportunities for the fans to, like, just get in touch with us. We have a whole thing called Access where there's autograph signings. You can go and see, like, bits of history, pieces of clothing that were worn in, like, you know, historical matches and things like that. So
Wow. It's
a really like fan interactive experience. We really kind of go to the city when it comes to WrestleMania. We take over the whole thing. We're doing hospital visits. We're doing anti-bullying campaigns. You know, we're doing all types of different things for the community when we go there. So it's a lot more than just the show. And the show itself is just huge. So it's a crazy week.
That's great. I just came back from Brooklyn.
Hey, there you go. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction there Friday night.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We left it intact. I hope you guys be...
Yeah.
No,
we can't break a promise.
I love the area around Brooklyn's really come alive, man. There were like 50-story skyscrapers in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's like almost the second Manhattan now. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is a really nice city, and we get to spend like the whole week there. So like I said, man, like just going there and just being in the presence of the city, like you really get a taste of New York, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's really good.
Yeah, Brooklyn's even bigger than Baltimore. It's like, "Oh my god."
Yeah.
So we just spent the whole weekend up there. But Kofi Kingston's here, and Joanna, I know you've been digging into the New Day since they were brand new.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
It's been a fun ride.
Yeah.
Bootios all the way, pancake life.
Bootios, pancakes, ice cream, unicorn. All that stuff, man. None of it makes any kind of sense,
no,
but you had to be there for the journey, you know. It's awesome, man. It's awesome.
New Day Rock.
Hey,
New
there you go. You
rock.
Know the clap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You can take a girl and just wring her out like a wreck.
Yeah.
She is washed.
We She's like her style.
Washed into the brain.
We like her style.
It's great, you know. To be able to have fun doing what you're doing is just everything. But in high school, were you an athlete? Were you a football player at all?
Yeah, I played football, but I only played defense because I have small hands and I can't catch. And I play and I wrestled actually too, thinking that it was WWE wrestling going out for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my friends was like, "Oh, you know, you want to go out for the wrestling team?" I'm like, "Yeah, I love wrestling." So I get up there, and of course, there's no ropes; it's just a hot room. You know what I mean? And everyone running around and learning how to wrestle. A lot of hugging. You know, it was very different. But one of those things where I like, I'm grateful that I did it because it taught me how to be disciplined, you know. That's one of the most disciplined sports in the world. You have to be so disciplined to be a wrestler and to be good at it. So, yeah, I'm glad I definitely did it, but I had to pretend like I didn't think it was WWE wrestling once I got up there. I was like, oh, of course, yeah, this is exactly what I thought it was going to be. But yeah.
You know what's magic about the WWE most of all is right now you can become a superstar beyond wrestling. That, you know, look at The Rock. My goodness, is he in everything ever?
Yeah.
He's one of the most relatable people in the world,
right.
And he comes from the wrestling background. And then you got John Cena now moving into some Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
And look, man, there's a lot of opportunity.
There is a lot of opportunity, and I think the thing about WWE and, like, the acronym WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. The most important letter is that E, mm-hmm. entertainment, you know, so you have to be an entertainer. You have to wear all types of different kinds of hats, you know. You have to be a good orator. You have to be good in the community, you know. You have to be good in the ring. You have to be good on the mic. You have to be good at so many different things to be a great WWE superstar. So I think, like, transitioning into Hollywood and entertainment is a very natural transition for a lot of us.
Everybody that can do backflips can't talk about it real good.
That's the truth. A lot of people can do one or do the other, you know. We pride ourselves, especially myself, Big E, and Xavier, we pride ourselves on being able to do everything, you know. Mm-hmm. It's actually very weird right now that we're doing this media day and it's only me. This is the first time that we've done this in a long time. Everything that we've done together. So this is very, very strange. But, you know, it's, again, like one of the tasks that we're asked to do. And mm-hmm. we just go ahead and we step up to the plate.
Hey,
that's what
Big E and X can trust you, man. You're good. You're keeping it real all the way.
Holding it down.
Joanna, we're going to be there tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're going.
Yeah. Man, it's going
to
be a good one.
Row A. I'll be able to jump right off that balcony there.
There you go.
Watch out for him. He will, too.
No. But you have a blast on this ride, man. And WrestleMania, yeah, my goodness, I can't imagine, like, standing up and looking around and going, oh, my God, WrestleMania.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's going to be wild. And then especially, so tonight is, like, the last SmackDown before WrestleMania. So this is, like, the preseason finale, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, so we don't have any kind of offseason, but if we did, it would be WrestleMania. That's where everything culminates. Everything comes to a head at WrestleMania. And this is a very, very important show, man, going into it. You know, this is the last time that we get to see our superstars before Mania. So it's going to be an amazing show. Anyone who hasn't been to a WWE show, like, you got to check it out. It's just so entertaining. You know, you have athleticism, you have guys that are able to do some incredible things, and it's just an entertaining show all around. So check us out, man. You owe it to yourself to be entertained. Tickets are $20, you know, so
come on,
man. It's going to be awesome.
There's no zip code that can't afford that.
Yeah.
Come on now. Kofi, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
We're looking forward to tonight.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm going to be, I'll be close, pretty close. I mean, it's row A, but it's on the